You know, digital is a topic, of course, everyone is discussing these days, especially within community banking.
We've seen digital transformation become one of the top priorities, and something that came out of the survey as being something that keeps our CEOs up at night.
There has been incredible change in mass culture around investing. Accessibility has never been higher.
What's top of mind for every client is the incredibly challenging times that we're going through right now.
Work is on trial. Every business has had to adapt the way that they work and how they work over the last 2 years. We know employee experience is something we need to focus on, but where do we even begin?
Banking is a risk business, but in today's environment, we are being faced with uncertain times. Financial institutions have always had partners who could help evaluate, address, and mitigate risk, but today, they need to lean on those partners more than ever. Welcome to Bank on Whitfleet. Each episode will feature discussions around industry issues, hot topics, and current trends, giving you an insider's look at how top performers and professionals are staying ahead of the curve. All right, let's get into today's conversation.
Welcome, everyone. Today's guest is Jeff Olenek, principal in Whitfleet's cyber and tech management practice. Jeff helps financial institutions manage operational risk by developing resilient enterprises that are secure, available, and recoverable. Jeff leads Whitfleet's cybersecurity managed IT security services practices. We know from the news and our own podcast listener feedback that AI, artificial intelligence, and exciting new tools such as ChatGPT are hot topics among leadership across financial services. These tools have implications for cybersecurity, among many other factors in any financial institution. So given this, let's jump in. Jeff, thank you for being here today. Would you provide our listeners some information about you and your background?
Sure. Thanks, Robert. It is a pleasure to be here with you. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time guest on Bank on Whitfleet podcast, so I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to have you today, Jeff.
Well, I've been working with financial institutions for over 30 years, and I've been in the IT and cybersecurity industry for over 25. In 2002, I founded a security advisory firm in Minneapolis that worked primarily with banks and credit unions until 2014, when I merged a Surety River Group into Whitfleet. Today, as you mentioned, I lead the cybersecurity as well as our technology management services, a practice that we internally call cyber tech. This practice includes about 80 very talented associates, and we offer a full spectrum of cybersecurity services, including vulnerability assessment, advanced penetration testing, as well as governance, risk, and compliance services, including things like business continuity, incident response, vendor management, as well as virtual CISO service. A few years ago, we realized that we could no longer separate security from IT, so we combined the practices together. So this allowed us to help our clients with not only with implementing and managing IT and security controls, instead of just simply pointing out flaws. So today, we're a managed IT service provider for about 200 companies nationwide. And it should come to no surprise that the fastest growing part of our practice is doing 24/7 security monitoring for our clients.
Well, Jeff, having worked with you on client engagements and internally, I know your background just brings so much expertise to our financial institutions, and certainly your team is dedicated. So I appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast today. You mentioned that you've been helping banks tackle cybersecurity and tech management for over 25 years. What, if anything, has changed about the challenges for financial institutions with the advent of artificial intelligence and tools such as ChatGPT?
You know, that's a great question, Robert. First of all, AI is not new. Although generative AI like ChatGPT that everyone can use and has the ability to create content is what everybody's been talking about over the past several months. Let me first talk about how AI is currently being used to improve security for financial institutions. Many cybersecurity monitoring companies utilize AI-enabled tools to provide advanced detection and response capabilities. And here are a couple of examples. The first is around threat intelligence. Many of the technologies and service providers have feeds or connections to global threat intelligence sources that can help identify rapidly spreading threats, including attacks on payment systems. And I'm sure many of the listeners today subscribe to FSISec, for example. One of the services that FSISec provides is threat intelligence information to financial institutions. They're getting this information through a variety of these global sources. Many of the security monitoring tools, including the tools that we use for our clients, also tap into these threat intelligence sources and automatically update the threat models to look for these new and rapidly spreading threats. Another way that AI is used in security monitoring is to look for unusual behavior that could be a signal that an attack is happening. And so just like AI is used in fraud monitoring to look for unusual payment behavior, like maybe buying an airline ticket in Singapore after using the same credit card at your home state, AI is used to look for unusual security events. So for example, if somebody changed their password, that by itself might not be an unusual event. However, if after that password's been changed, privileges have been escalated, or a large export of the customer database happens, it could mean something very different. And AI is used for that threat correlation to identify suspicious behavior that could be an indicator of compromise. So back to your question about what has changed. I think that generative AI, and if we get to a place where artificial general intelligence or AGI is available, it's a complete game changer in terms of opportunities as well as threats. The opportunity is that organizations will have the ability to utilize generative AI to provide enhanced service, lower cost, and increased efficiency. But there are threats that AI presents by putting this powerful technology in the hands of bad actors.
Well, I love that overview, Jeff. And just to unpack a little for our listeners, many of our financial institutions are probably interfacing, from what I understand you told us, with artificial intelligence through their security or network monitoring already. What we're talking about is a change into generative artificial intelligence or generative AI with something like ChatGPT. Did I hear you correct?
Absolutely. And the big difference is that with ChatGPT and other generative AIs, it does two things. It's put in the hands in the consumers. A lot of times this AI was being utilized by technology providers, and it didn't have a direct interface with the users. Now it's putting this capability in everybody's hands, but then it's also enabling artificial intelligence to create new content.
Wow, that is a game changer. And I know one of the things, Jeff, we've been discussing here at Wifley, and especially with our clients, is the importance of integrating AI technologies into their long-term digital strategies. Why is that so important now?
Well, it's important because, in my opinion, it's going to fundamentally change the way that we do business. Many people compare what's happening with AI with the adoption of the internet or the adoption of mobile services. Now, AI is the next big thing, and I agree, but I'd also argue that generative AI is going to have a much more significant impact. The analogy that I like to use is the invention of automobiles. Automobiles completely changed the way that we do business with transportation and logistics. It also created new jobs in infrastructure, manufacturing, transportations. It had, you know, people needed to become mechanics, but it also displaced other positions that were not as relevant anymore, like blacksmiths and saddle makers. So AI is going to have that type of a change on many businesses worldwide, and we need to be aware of what's happening and be open to new possibilities. Otherwise, we'll become blacksmith.
My degree in blacksmith will become irrelevant then, Jeff. I don't know what I'll do.
that was a questionable choice as a major, Robert. I was going to say that it's wild to imagine, but what if a bank's customer service team had the ability to immediately know what products and services a customer was consuming, could reference their transaction history immediately, analyze the demographics of the customers to predict what services would be applicable, and could also learn about the client's communication style and preferences, and follow the appropriate policies and procedures while servicing them, and was available 24/7. And what if you could create the super banker without adding any headcount? That's what I think is the reality in the not so distant future.
That is amazing. And it's going to impact what we've been talking about with clients as well, as that customer or client journey and the ability to leverage these new tools to create the customer experience that you want to have for your financial institution. I think this is so important for our listeners in thinking about strategy, customers, and technology. And I love that you're bringing it up, Jeff. On the flip side, what cybersecurity concerns should leadership at a financial institution understand or consider when thinking about AI? I mean, what other principles should they be thinking about to base this kind of new strategy on?
Yeah, Robert, this is what keeps me up at night. Just as AI has the promise to improve service and operations, security, it also can be used for nefarious purposes in the wrong hands. Your question was about what organizations need to understand while they're thinking about AI. First and foremost, organizations need to understand that security risks like confidential information and customer PII, that shouldn't be shared with AI platforms like ChatGPT. You need to have policies and employee training in place to make sure that no confidential information is going out to these tools that you don't have the security controls over. There have already been security breaches highlighted. Just a couple of weeks ago, Samsung had a security breach that was in the newspaper and online, where employees uploaded confidential information into ChatGPT to create a presentation. You know, it wasn't done for nefarious purposes. They were trying to create a nice presentation for the board, but in doing so, they leaked confidential proprietary information. So you need to realize that whatever information you share that you're the custodian of is the responsibility of yours to protect. So sharing that information with OpenAI tools exposes you to risks of data breach. Now, you know, if you've used ChatGPT, Robert, you probably have seen that, you know, you can opt out of the data learning models with the information that you're sharing. But even if you opt out of the data learning models, that information is still shared. So make sure that all your employees are aware of what can and what cannot be shared with AI tools. Now, from a cyber perspective, companies need to be also prepared for AI-enabled attacks. And this is the piece that really keeps me up at night, because I believe that artificial intelligence is going to increase the velocity as well as the sophistication of attacks. Criminals will be creating, you know, more sophisticated email phishing attacks that look for potential exploits, including zero-day attacks at a very rapid pace. So my message to all companies is that they need to be sure that their defenses are AI ready. So how do you do that? You know, the first is continuous employee training, making sure that they're aware of what can and cannot be shared within AI, and reinforcing that training through ongoing phishing and vishing simulation as well. The second is, you know, making sure that you're doing more advanced and aggressive testing so that you can tune your detection and response capabilities. Companies can no longer simply trust an annual vulnerability scan and an IT audit. We at Wipfli have been doing more attack simulation exercises where we're using the same tactics that advanced cybersecurity criminals use, including social engineering, password spraying, credential stuffing. And these are the real-world attack simulations that can also test and tune your detective and response controls. This is what we refer to as purple team, where Wipfli as the attacker is the red team, and our client is the blue team or the defender. Together, the red and blue makes purple. So by doing this coordinated exercise where we're the attacker working hand-in-hand with our clients, we're able to identify where they may have gaps in their detection and response capabilities and tune it as necessary. So I believe that organizations are going to have to move from the more of those traditional annual security audits and vulnerability scans to more frequent and advanced testing and potentially continuous vulnerability and penetration testing. The other piece is that AI needs to be used to combat AI. I highly recommend companies that use a security service provider like Wipley. They're making sure that the security providers are using technologies like machine learning and artificial intelligence to proactively identify unusual behavior. These tools have the ability to get near real-time threat intelligence feeds, look for vulnerabilities, or what we call threat hunting, and detect unusual behavior. IT networks will need to utilize AI to defend against AI attacks.
Wow, Jeff, a lot to unpack here. I think just kind of helping our listeners think about it. The first is, you know, everyone wants the excitement of ChatGPT, but really right now, I heard you say we have to have a stance, a procedure, a policy on how we're going to use ChatGPT in the financial institution to avoid something like Samsung. Did I hear you correct?
That was one of them. Yep.
Great. I think I also heard you say that really the velocity of network testing, of having the right partner in that purple team is needed now more than ever. And then understanding whichever partner you choose for security testing or to help with network security, really understanding what tools they're using. Did I hear you correctly on that part?
The last piece was really more of the ongoing security operations and less about testing. So the last piece was really around security ops. So on an ongoing basis, are you utilizing artificial intelligence tools in order to detect and respond to potential attacks?
Well, this is why I always like to clarify, because, you know, you're deeply in the world. And I think so often for traditional financial institution leadership, we might think of testing as an annual thing or an event versus an ongoing ecosystem. And I think it's such a good message, Jeff, that you have. I understand that cybersecurity concerns you mentioned related to AI and the need to kind of up our game. Are there ways that you or your team have used AI productively, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple of ways that we've been playing around with ChatGPT that I think are really cool and exciting. Now, you know, if we listen to this podcast 6 months from now, this is going to sound like really rudimentary things, because this industry is moving this fast. But one of the really kind of neat examples that we've been playing with is with creating policy templates. So a lot of times we're asked by our clients to provide, you know, policy templates. And, you know, historically, I've been reluctant to do this because, you know, if we give a client a policy, it may not be the appropriate policy for them, right? So recently, I was playing around with ChatGPT, and I asked it to create an incident response policy for a ransomware attack. I listed a fictitious insurance company, an IT service provider, digital forensics, legal counsel, and PR company. And within minutes, ChatGPT created a pretty doggone good IR policy that would get most companies 90% of the way there with modifications. I should note that I anonymized all the vendors, so I wasn't sharing any of the information with ChatGPT, but with a few edits, I had a very respectable document. Now, another example is with IT support. We've been using ChatGPT to assist with creating PowerShell scripts to automate IT tasks. So for example, I could ask ChatGPT to create a PowerShell script to identify all the Outlook mailboxes at 90% storage capacity and automatically increase that mailbox size by a gig. And previously, that would have been either a very manual process or it would have been taken a long time for somebody to write that PowerShell script. With ChatGPT, we're able to do this within seconds.
And this goes right back to my blacksmith degree, Jeff. I don't know what I'm going to do here now that ChatGPT is here. No, I think this is so important to highlight that, you know, oftentimes we talk with clients, whether it's in crypto, whether it's in AI, these new things that are happening. And we have to look at it from both perspectives. How are we going to use these tools appropriately to power up what we're doing, for instance, in the PowerShell script, but also be aware of the impact on our security and safety. You know, Jeff, so much of this sounds complicated and probably something that financial institutions want their IT departments to tackle for them. How much does leadership really need to be involved in the process of developing an AI and cybersecurity strategy? I'm probably a great person to ask the question because I'm not deep into the area like you are. So you will be preaching to the choir, so to speak, in answering this question.
All right. Well, I could tell you that generative AI is in its infancy, and I by no means am an expert, but I'm trying to learn as much as possible. This area is moving fast. And so the things that we're discussing, as I mentioned before in this podcast, might seem trivial in 6 months. But what I recommend to all leaders is to use this as a discovery phase. Learn about AI. Learn about what possibilities are with generative AI and encourage learning internally so that you can stay out in front of this and be open how your organization can leverage AI to improve service and efficiency. It'll take leaders to challenge the status quo and reimagine how banking will be in the future and how to harness it for competitive advantage. If you haven't used ChatGPT yet, start playing around with it. Watch a YouTube video on tips and tricks. Attend bank training industry events on AI and learn thought leadership on AI and talk to your key service providers, including your core providers, about what their strategy is for AI and how they will be able to enable some capabilities for you in the future.
Oh, I think that's great. One of the things we often talk about too is internal talent. If you have some people that maybe you don't normally turn to, people of different generations, they might be much more comfortable playing around in this area than maybe some of the traditional leadership is, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anything you would like our listeners to know as we kind of conclude our discussion here?
The important thing is that with a disruptive technology like this, it's important to make sure that you're knowledgeable about what the possibilities are, but also be careful to ensure that risk is managed appropriately. So Robert, what makes a car go fast?
Oh, I hope I can answer this. Gas or fuel, Jeff?
All right, but you'd never go 80 miles an hour into a turn if you didn't know that your brakes worked. And so I contend that you need to have confidence in your gas as well as your brake pedal in order to move fast. My point is that organizations should apply both the gas and the brakes to ensure that they're able to get to their desired destination with speed. Understand and pursue new opportunities, but do it with vigilance and make sure that you're managing risk appropriately.
Jeff, what an absolute pleasure to have you as a guest today. I always learn from our interactions. I know what important work you and your team does for clients. So we appreciate you being available to have today's conversations. Thank you for your insights and expertise and certainly the counsel you give to industry.
I appreciate your time and I appreciate the invitation, Robert. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for allowing us to again share some ideas with you. As always, reach out with any questions or comments. We look forward to hearing from you and having you listen to our next podcast. Today, our guest has been Jeff Olenek, principal in our cyber and tech management practice here at Whitley. In today's podcast, we examined cybersecurity implications of OpenAI and tools such as ChatGPT, the general impact to this change in technology to the financial services industry, how putting the power of AI in the hands of the public will change our security stance in financial services and especially for financial institution leadership, and how financial institutions can become better AI ready.
You've been listening to Bank on Whitley. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and tune into the next episode as we feature insights from other leaders in the financial industry and even more ways you can stay ahead of the curve.